Alexei I. Guzman and Yung Ki Ju are a pair of superbly trained classical musicians who've made names for themselves making fun of, or perhaps having fun with, the oh-so-serious nature of classical performance. They were here yesterday, and as soon as I. Guzman and Ju, as they call themselves, sat down in our studio for what was supposed to be a sound check, chaos ensued. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that because you're going to upset the producers there. Oh, yeah,
they just want to get a
sound check.
They just need to hear you.
They just want to get a sound check.
Place.
That's Russian-born Alexei I. Guzman playing the violin. His piano playing partner is Yung Ki Ju. That's a Korean name spelled J-O-O.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I. Guzman and Ju are performing what they call a little nightmare music tomorrow at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston. And when things finally settle down in our studio... well, sort of. I. Guzman and Ju said they'd play for us, but it wasn't clear exactly what.
And if we do play together, it won't be like a piece. It will just be something very spontaneous
like,
that we just might do.
Like what?
Well, it's spontaneous, so I'm not going to say what
you,
it is.
You like...
No, it's spontaneous.
Ah, okay.
So if I tell you now what it is,
actually,
then it won't be
you
spontaneous.
Know what could work.
No, don't tell me. It's spontaneous.
No, but no. We should play a little bit for them, no? To get the balance.
No, but... What, just in case we do something spontaneous?
No, because I was thinking of maybe we could do Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Okay, let's play.
All right, go.
Maria, I just met a girl named
The Simpsons.
I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything's free in America. I want to be in The Simpsons. Tonight, tonight is not just an invite. Tonight, there will be no morning star. Yes, it could. Something's coming. Something's good. If I can wait. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty. Bye! To be in Maria.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Alexei I. Guzman and Yung Ki Ju, welcome to Radio Boston. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much
well,
for having us.
Thank you.
It's great. Now, I want to just sort of get out in front where you guys are from. Alexei I. Guzman, you're from Russia, right?
I am from Russia.
That okay, wait. We'll talk more in a minute. And Yung Ju, your website says he is British but looks Korean, which I guess explains why your name sounds Korean.
Well, I'm one of the only Korean Jews in the world.
I see.
And yeah, I'm British or Korean or the other way around. I mean, it's all looksame.com anyway. So
yeah, Jew by name, Jew by nature.
Very good.
Okay. Now, how did you two meet?
We met at the age of 12. Only a few years ago.
Yep.
At the Yehudi Menuhin School in England, and it was hate at first sight.
I see.
This is actually a true story. Alexei used to beat me up all the time,
yes.
And I feared for my longevity and future heirs. So I thought, you know, I better find a way to make him stop beating me up. And so I offered him a plate of fish and chips, which is the local food in England. rather delicious, actually, with salt and vinegar.
We've got some pubs here in Boston that do mean fish and chips.
Fish and chips, okay.
Yeah. Mean, like they hit you?
Well,
yeah, you see?
It's a colloquialism, Alexei. I know.
In Russia, when somebody mean, then it's not nice to the person.
And I offered him a plate of fish and chips, and luckily he accepted it. And ever since then, we've been the best friends forever, BFFs.
And Alexei,
what was that? Is that American or something?
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
He's
I'm
picking it up.
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
Isn't that some kind of like naughty term, BFF?
No.
Okay, gentlemen, please, a little decorum. Alexei, it says on your website that you were born in Leningrad at a very young age.
I was, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's clear. That's correct. You never won any music competitions, mainly because you never entered any, and I can see how that would put you at a disadvantage.
Yes. No, because you have to remember these days, winning competitions, that's completely out. That's per se. I mean, you know, you've got to be a loser to be a winner.
Well, that's in. Losing is in.
Losing, you know, winning is out.
Losing is the new winning.
And yeah, exactly. Okay. And you know, one of the best ways to actually, just for all the listeners, to lose competitions or auditions or job interviews, one of the best ways is just not to turn up.
That's key.
Yeah.
Don't show up.
What made you two decide to mix music and humor? I can see that it probably came pretty naturally. I'm getting this sense.
Well, we're both passionate musicians, and we
what's very important for listeners and people who come to our show to know, or people who are thinking of coming to our show, is that we don't make fun of the music. We make fun with music. Mm-hmm. And what was very important for us, even at a young age, was we felt that the world of classical music, the world which we loved and the world which we wanted to belong to, had very little to do with the spirit in which music was originally written.
Well, it just takes itself too seriously. You got to a concert hall and you think you're going to a funeral.
Yeah.
Yes. You know? So, and we were thinking, wait a minute, the music is actually fun. Classical, a lot of classical music can even be wild and passionate, and then you have these really stiff performances, and we thought that's a bit wrong, that's not where we want to go, and so we started mixing theatrical aspects and also comedy aspects into our performances, and created this show called A Little Nightmare Music.
Well, let's hear something from that. We've got some stuff lined up. We wanted to play a clip from one piece called Mozart Bond. Do one of you want to talk about this?
I think, it's basically an argument between me and Hyunki. He wants to play Bond, I want to play Mozart, and that's what happens.
All right, let's listen just to a bit of this. There's a great visual component to what you guys do on stage. And I just want to, for people who haven't seen you, what I sort of see happening is, Yunki, you're playing the piano, and Alexei, you almost have this look on your face where you're almost like being sort of dragged along. Sort of, you don't really want to go there, but he's requiring you to do that with his bond there on the piano.
Yes, yes. Well, of course, it's a little bit of the feeling of one person kind of doing the crazy thing and the other one kind of trying to stay straight. Our show is a lot about things going wrong. Mm. Because, you know, when you go to a concert or performance, a lot of the times the most exciting thing is when something actually goes wrong. And our whole show is about everything going wrong and in the most fabulous way, hopefully. And, of course, it has a lot of visual aspects, which is difficult to show on radio. Also, the fact that we're both beautiful young ladies who are really just gorgeous.
Just with deep voices.
Just with very deep voices.
The surgery didn't go quite right
in
the tracheal department.
I didn't know if I was going to be able to get into this part of the interview, but I'm glad that you've led me there naturally.
Yes.
One of the things that I read, and I'm not surprised, is that a lot of the folks who follow you are younger folks. I mean, we think of classical music audience as being an older audience, maybe even an audience that's disappearing. You're attracting young folks to your shows. Is that something that you want to do?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, I mean, we give out candy, so
that's that makes all the difference. Right. And iPods, right?
Yeah, free iPods. Come to our show Saturday at the Berkeley, and you get a free iPod, maybe.
We're going to be broke. We're really going to be
broke. We're going to be broke.
I like the maybe.
That was certainly part of our dream and our wish, which was to bring classical music to a newer audience and also to a younger audience. But we definitely don't exclude the stalwarts of classical music subscribers. In fact,
stalwarts. This is the first time I've heard you use that word.
It's also the first time I use it myself, and I'm praying that it means what I think it means.
I think it worked perfectly in that context.
Good. Okay, good. All right. I just shot it out there. Magnanimous is another word I used the other day, but I got it completely wrong. Anyway,
we're talking about young people.
Yes.
Yeah, just to bring you back.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Yeah.
Let's listen to another clip from A Little Nightmare Music. This is from a sketch called, and speaking of things that sort of go wrong and are unexpected, it's called Credit Card. And Yoon-ki, this is you trying to gain access to your piano, and you hit some problems along the way.
For beginner level, please play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or press C. For medium level, please play the theme from the TV series Friends or press D. For professionals, please play the first 5 bars of the Grieg Piano Concerto.
No problem.
That was not quite correct.
What? Many people argue that classical music is an endangered species. Do you guys take that seriously, and is that sort of behind this mix of comedy and classical?
I think at some point we did, but actually I think that now classical music is at one of its most exciting moments ever.
I think music generally.
Yeah, music generally.
I hope it's happening, and we're definitely a big part of that, is that the borders between the different styles of music are going away. Because what is
we never liked those borders anyway.
We were never interested
in these
borders,
categories that you find in record stores. Maybe the fact that the record store is an endangered species is maybe a good thing, at least maybe not for the businesses, but from the musician's point of view.
Because you won't see those stark categorizations.
Yes, exactly.
Music.
I mean, how do you categorize Nina Simone? Or, I mean, there's so many artists. I mean, they're not jazz, they're not this, they're just musicians.
Exactly. And what we do, of course, it's based on classical music, but we play a lot of popular music as well, and we mix different styles, but without trying to, like, you know, just be cheap about it. It's just about accepting and being interested in different types of music.
Mm. So can you give us a taste here in the studio of some other pieces you'll be playing?
I couldn't bring my Steinway 9-foot grand here today.
Actually, we're all sitting on it. this is our
but
Steinway grand.
Alexei has his wonderful Santo Serafin from about 300 years ago.
Yes, I have a very old violin here. Yeah.
And he's also playing on a phenomenal bow, which you should talk about it.
It's a great bow by a bow maker based in Boston, Benoit Roland. Huh. He's actually, I think, the greatest living bow maker alive.
Wow.
So that's wonderful.
Now, in one of your pieces on stage, your bow gets sucked up by a vacuum cleaner. That's not the one
That's not the one.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Exactly. So I can play you a little taste of something that might or might not happen in the show. Actually, it's a little piece that I wrote, and it's something also inspired by being interested in different types of music. It's called Funk the String.
Thank God for your pronunciation. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Alexei Goodsman and Hyung Ki Ju are the classical duo in Goodsman and Ju. They'll perform A Little Nightmare Music tomorrow night at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston, and you can watch a sketch from their new show on our website, radioboston.org.
That was the best way to start off the weekend ever! Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again for more Radio Boston.